Welcome to Face to Face. To live the American dream is something that everyone living in the United States strives for. There are many obstacles to be sure, but success can be achieved. Such is the story of former Congressman Salomon Ortiz Sr., who rose from a poor family to high office. He talks with his son, Salomon Ortiz Jr., about his journey.
Well, I was born in Robstown, Texas, and I was born into a very, very poor family. I lived in a neighborhood that was a mixed neighborhood, and my father died at the age of 42, and I was the eldest child in my family, and we grew up very, very poor.
Tell me a little bit more about Grandma and I guess Grandpa, since I never got to meet him.
Well, my mother worked as a lady who did work in different homes. She was a maid, cleaning houses and tending to children. And my father was a gardener, and he died at the age of 42 unexpectedly. But my mother was a strong lady who was an outstanding Christian lady, and she was the one that was our leader.
How old were you when your dad passed away?
I was 15 years old.
What were you thinking? Like, okay, now I become, you know, man of the house.
When we knew that things were rough and time was very, very hard, I enlisted in the Army. I volunteered. And the only reason I joined the Army was because I would get a check for my mother, and she would be able to help my little brothers and sisters by getting that check every month.
So then you're back home in the reserves, and then that's when you decided to get involved in politics.
Some of my friends, when I came back, we had supported this gentleman who was a constable, and they said, he hasn't done a good job. Why don't you run? I said, I'm just 26 years old. I came back to my mother, and she went to the bank, and the banker knew her, so he gave her a loan for $600, and that's how I was able to pay for my filing fee. And then I saw a lot of people from Corpus Christi, some of the big politicians, going to Robstown and giving money to the political bosses in Robstown to help their candidate. But I was able to overcome that, and I won that race. I was into a runoff, and I won that runoff, but it wasn't easy.
So you're county commissioner for 8 years or so, and then they ask you to run for sheriff.
Well, they came to me, and they wanted me to run for sheriff again because they wanted me to be the first Hispanic, the first Mexican-American sheriff. And I ran, and I had 0.5% in a race of about four or five of us running, and one without a runoff. So I served as sheriff again for about 6 years, and then I resigned to run for Congress.
I always tell my friends that, you know, you look up the definition of the American dream and that you'll see my dad. That's what I always tell people. Like, you've lived an amazing life from constable, county commissioner, sheriff, and Congress, and coming from your background, you know, to me, it's fascinating everything that you accomplished, you know, all these years, and it's just fascinating, Dad, and I'm very proud of you.
And, well, I'll tell you what, my mother taught us when we were small to always have hope and to always believe in God and that God will open doors. So I'm just happy that God has given me the opportunity to serve these four positions, constable, county commissioner, sheriff, and the United States Congress. And in a way, I'm glad I'm not there anymore.
The road to success can be very interesting, with lots of twists and turns. Leaving a legacy from that journey can be a roadmap to guide those who follow, no matter the circumstances. Face to Face.